is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 243 for Wednesday, September 27th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
You think fringe on the dress or fringe on the boots? The music is now reminding me of like go-go dancers, so I'm just trying to decide, you know, like, that'd be cool. Like short little haircut, dress with fringe on it.
Let's work on that for next
week.
Not for me.
New company uniform.
Yeah.
So here we are. It is Wednesday. Eric got back in late last night, so it's been fun today so far. Last week we mentioned that we were on a diet, and it's going fine. A couple people emailed in a couple years ago when I was diagnosed with hypothyroid. Some really great friends sent some cool recipes for gluten-free food. My doctor recommended trying going gluten-free, and that was really not easy with a house full of other people who wanted to eat gluten. So now we are doing
a food-free diet.
A keto.
We're not eating food. Nothing. We can eat nothing.
Nothing. So we're doing keto. So, you know, lots of meat, eggs, and cheese, and that's all good.
That's pretty much it.
It's getting a little boring. So if any of you out there have done keto and have any suggestions, recommendations, etc., please feel free to email and make some recommendations. I really miss the crunch. I miss the bread. I miss rice.
I can do without all of that, but pasta.
You miss pasta.
I miss pasta.
I miss the rice with butter and salt. Mm. So anyway, if anyone has gone through keto and survived, please let me know what your favorite recipes are. It's working.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
It works.
It's just we're at that board with the recipe part.
Well, let's see. You started before I did.
I did.
I started like the day we got back from
DC
show.
So it's been a little over a month, and so far so good. The other two people who live with us are not quite as
enthusiastic,
devoted, diehard, whatever you want to call it. So we're working on them. But anyway, and Brian has a new hobby.
Yeah, well, I've collected every pen there is. So
oh
no.
Oh, I have that on tape. No. It's on tape. You're done.
No, this happened. This happened purely, sort of on accident.
When in doubt, blame Eric.
I'll blame Eric for it. Although I had looked into it prior to Eric.
What?
I had.
I didn't know about that.
Well, it happened. So, one day Eric got a package in the mail and he brought it home and lo and behold, it's a double-edged safety razor and I thought, well, that's cool. And then we started talking about it and. It's ridiculous.
All gone downhill from there.
And the gentleman out there will side with me on this one. It's crazy when you got to spend $25 to buy three blades.
Yes.
For your razor.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
And an electric doesn't shave very close. And a safety razor, you can buy 100 blades
for $10.
Less than $10 or less. Now, it's all the other rest of the stuff that's going to cost you a fortune.
Oh my God. It's a really slippery slope.
And these people are no different than us fountain pen collectors. In fact, there's a whole forum, Badger and Blade, and I think there's a couple of other ones out there devoted to wet shaving. And, you know, it's cool. You can, you know, people do collect them. And I managed to find a 1958.
People including you.
Yes, a 1958 Gillette Fat Boy razor at the local antique store for the princely sum of $10. So, you know, some of it's not expensive. I mean, you can get, you know, just like fountain pens, you can get ridiculous prices on, you know, you can spend hundreds of dollars on brushes and all that stuff. But definitely.
So we started with one brush, one razor, a stand, a soap holder, and one soap round. What do you call them?
Yeah, like a little.
It's a little disc of soap.
Yeah.
And now we're up to two brushes, one of which
technically
I made
three.
Three brushes?
Well, I had an old one, my father's old brush.
But you haven't used that. It needs to be re-knotted?
Re-knotted, yes.
I know the lingo.
Lingo down, yeah. three brushes.
I don't count your father's because you don't use it. So two brushes, one of which I admit I bought for him. And then you found some company that sells, dig this, soap samples. Like ink samples.
It was crazy. I go onto the website and I'm like, oh, that looks good, and that looks good. And they're $2.50 each. It was just like
a sample.
Ink samples. It was great.
Oh my
God. They're little thin things. They came in a box.
Yeah, they were nicely packaged.
Sweet. Yeah, it was really pretty sweet.
You've got the stand that holds the razor and...
four razors.
And now you're up to four razors?
Four razors, yeah.
Don't try this.
They're all different. You know, I got people sending me blades and
that was cool. That was cool. Because one of them is not a...
One's a single edge, and a couple of them are double edge. And
What's the difference between... I get the single edge and the double edge. What's the difference between the butterfly and the non-butterfly?
The butterfly opens from the bottom and it goes...
Okay, what's the other one?
The other one just comes apart.
Okay.
I don't know what you call it, but...
Non-butterfly.
Non-butterfly. But you can use it
moth?
To travel with. Anyway, these people are just like fountain pen people. They're, you know, it's like collecting anything else.
So you have a new tribe.
I got a new tribe, yeah.
Okay.
There's tons of them. But most guys shave, so it's...
So we, Brian's been doing this for, I guess, about a month.
Yeah, a little more.
And
a month, yeah.
We haven't taken any of this to travel with. And then he starts complaining about shaving in the hotel room.
It's brutal.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
So apparently you can take one of the razors apart and put it in an Altoids tin.
All fits in a nice little container.
Well, because otherwise if it's all together, it's going to be huge and bulky in our travel toiletries bag. So we had to go buy Altoids.
I don't eat the Altoids, so I just tossed the Altoids. I bought the tin. I don't know.
Oh,
it's just like fountain pen people.
It
you
is.
Got a bag, you got, you know, you got to have your pens, you got to have ink, you got all this extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a Bic.
So the other this past weekend we went down to the outlet mall and we went to Bath and Body Works and got a tube of shaving
cream.
Something so that
it's
we
ridiculous.
Can take that to travel with.
There's
but
like
apparently
so many different
it's
options.
Not as good as the soap.
No.
Oh my God. I'm going to stick with my Mach 3. It's expensive, but...
It's stupidly expensive.
It is, but now I have all of your blades, too.
You
so.
Won't use them. Oh, those, yes.
Yeah, all the other blades that we would share. So anyway, that's Brian's new obsession, shaving.
Should we talk about pens or something?
We could.
Okay.
Speaking of me buying things for you...
Last week? You're buying something for me?
No.
What are you buying?
I picked an ink
for
you.
Oh, well, it's a buy. It was a... Ink challenge. Fall ink challenge.
Yes.
And so we picked pens that we didn't normally use.
Which is weird because I use my, yeah,
but
I use ProGear Slims.
Yes,
but
that was in the case. That was not in your, that was in the case
at home.
I
haven't used my Sky in a while, so I used my Sky.
The Sky Slim.
Slim. Brian filled it up with.
What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the pens first.
Oh, well.
So you got that, which is appropriate because those are really, they're done. They're discontinued.
I know, it's sad.
We bought the last that they had.
Didn't we? We bought a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're coming. They're coming. There will be no more once they're out. And I had my my Schaefer Legacy in sterling silver. There's a Legacy Heritage.
In the Slim, the Large, and the King of Pens?
Yeah, they're all done.
All gone.
Yeah. In
no
fact,
more
the
sky.
Only thing
the sky has fallen.
The only sky that's left actually is a Slim. The full size and the King of Pen are all sold out.
Okay.
But I use my Legacy Heritage, which are still available, by the way.
That's a really pretty pen.
It's a nice pen, yeah. It's the flagship model for Schaefer. You can still get it. It's got that inlay nib.
I love that. I wish it was thinner.
Well, then
but
it would,
I guess that works
it wouldn't be a Legacy if it was thinner. But I hadn't used it in a while, so I picked that one.
Okay.
And then the idea was fall-themed inks.
Yes. And when in doubt, blame Kim, because she was the one who had filled her pens with fall inks and then had to borrow a couple of hours for hot stuff or something because she didn't want to take the fall ink out. And we thought we should try some fall inks.
So what did you think of your ink before I tell you what it is?
I liked it. It was a little more brown than I would have chosen.
What's a fall ink?
I know, but I'm just saying.
It's a little more brown? It looks almost exactly like the ink you picked for me. Mine is more of like a burnt orange.
Okay.
Color. It almost
mine's similar.
You know, more brown than orange.
Okay.
Maybe.
So are we gonna switch? Are you just gonna tell me what's in mine?
We should switch. That would be fun.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, and I'll grab here this really awkward thing that we're doing. It's not planned in advance. Oh, nice. Okay.
Really?
Yes. Okay. So what did I put in your pen?
In my Pro Gear Slim Sky was Monteverdi Fire Opal. That does not look like I thought it would look.
When I opened the books, so I went to our books, and I looked in the orange. I started in those color ranges. Now, the first thing I saw, I said, that's cool.
I would never have picked that. In the sample vial, it looks burgundy until it really kind of thins out.
Hint of red almost. Yeah.
No, that does not look like I thought it would. So that's cool. All right.
And you picked for me Kobe number 8, the Arima Amber. I think this is one of the ones I was looking at when we had Pen Club last.
Look at me, watching you.
You're paying attention. if you're really paying attention, you need to put number 44 in there and said, well, that's
not a fall color.
That's a fall color because of some reason.
But
that was nice. I don't normally use colors other than blue or black or
burgundy.
Sometimes green or burgundy or
brown.
But it was nice. It was decent color, and like I say, it was kind of a burnt orange almost, and I thought it was interesting. A little bit of outside my comfort zone, and
that's good for you.
It was the only pen I used all week.
Okay.
Up until yesterday.
Okay, I was sick yesterday, Monday, so I didn't use it up yet, but I will. No, I liked it. I'm surprised because it's not how I remember it when I was doing the swabs. So that's a good thing. It's a pretty color.
It was either that or there was a diamine I was going to throw in there. But I thought this one would be interesting. It's a neat looking color.
Yep.
It's almost a little bit brighter than the Kobe, I think.
And it's fairly new. Some of the diamine colors have been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I didn't want you to guess it right away.
That's true.
So.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
Speaking of ink.
Ink. Well, this is all you.
All right. We were notified last week before, that there has been a dye change in two of the Noodler's inks. The Base State Concord Grape and the Base State Cape Cod Cranberry. Both the formulas are still the same, the properties are still the same, but there has been a change in the dye. So we do have the new grape in stock. We do not have the cranberry yet. Once we're out, we'll order it. But so anything shipped after September 11th is the new color. When we did our swab of the grape, it seemed that there was just a tiny bit of a color difference. So we've got them swabbed and they'll be up on the site in the next day or so. And I'm assuming that the cranberry is also just a hair.
Cranberry is just very minimally different, I thought. The grape was a little bit different, but not terribly different. So,
that's
news from Noodlers.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an envelope there.
I do.
Is it my turn to answer the question this week?
I think it is.
When is it your turn to answer the question?
Never. Question of the week. I read it, you answer it. It works for me. Dun-ta-da! Does Brian ever have enough pens?
All right. No. Thank you.
Oh, we get this all the time. Does a higher gold content mean that a nib is more flexible? Meaning a 21-carat nib, is it more flexible than a 14-carat nib? Take it away, Nib Man.
The short answer is no. Actually, when gold content goes up, typically nibs are more firm. It all has to do with the alloy composition. So what the gold is alloyed with. These days, most manufacturers, Sailor does 21 karat. The higher gold content is done more for luxury purposes. France, of course, requires 18 karat for anything to be considered solid gold, but the rest of the world pretty much uses 14 karat as their number. Usually, as you go up, you're not getting any more flexibility. Sailor 21 karat nibs are fairly firm. In fact, Sailor during even the 70s was doing 23 karat. Platinum, I think, did a 22 karat nib. If they got more flexible as the content went up, you wouldn't see very many of those nibs today because they're too soft. So they mix it with some other materials, and they're fairly firm. Get that question a lot. Oh, wow, it's 21 carats, so it's going to be, that's the nib you want. Well, it's a great nib, but you're typically going to find more of your flexible nibs are going to be 14 carat, and that's just kind of how it is.
Which is different because in jewelry, the higher the gold the softer the gold.
Yes, yeah, well, the material is softer, but
right.
For the pen to flex, it doesn't, that's really not a... doesn't matter what the gold content is. I mean, I guess you could make a 21 carat flexible nib, but it wouldn't be...
Only once.
Yeah, you can do it once. Absolutely. But yeah, 14 carat is usually where you find your flexible nibs. You think about it, your Falcons, your 88s, 88 flexes are in there too. So.
What about the vintage pens?
Vintage pens, almost all of them are 14 carat, except of course for those made in France, and they have to be 18 carat. So, but yeah, you don't... 21 carat means pretty much you can assume it's going to be anything above is going to be fairly firm. So,
good to know.
Short
and
sweet.
I'm sticking with my 14 that doesn't flex.
That's good for you.
I don't do flex.
You don't do flex. We got a couple new pens and a couple of things that came out in the past week or so.
Yeah.
We should mention. You'd probably be able to speak better to this, but Montblanc came out with a new release recently, the Marilyn Monroe ballpoint.
Yes,
and fountain pen and rollerball also in the whole series.
It's interesting. I like the red color. Red's really hard to do well. It's either too pink, too orange, too blue, too yellow, too something. This was really done well. Supposedly the red was taken from Marilyn Monroe's favorite lipstick, which was called Ruby Tuesday.
Is that where Ruby Tuesday gets their name?
I don't know. I need to look that up now.
They got it from Marilyn Monroe?
I can't imagine. Doesn't make sense, but I don't know.
Anyway.
There is, how do you pronounce that? An Akoya pearl on the clip.
Okay.
Apparently her only piece of jewelry that was given to her by her husband Joe DiMaggio was a pearl necklace. Yeah. Pearl necklace, okay.
Yep. Jolton Joe.
What?
Jolton Joe DiMaggio. Keep going.
Her signature is on the nose cone in diamonds because, of course, diamonds are a girl's best friend, was sung by Marilyn in the movie Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
I have not seen that movie.
We should watch it.
Is it on Netflix?
We'll find out.
Anyway.
Really done well. We've got the ballpoint in stock, I believe. Yep. But if you're looking for one of the other pieces, just let us know. We're happy to order it while they still have it.
Yep. So that's the new Mont Blanc. A couple of sailor items.
Yes.
Shalanas, which are pretty much officially discontinued. We bought everything that was left at Atoya, which wasn't very much. Actually, it was only 3 of the 8 different models, all in gold. And
it's a shame.
You used to collect them, didn't you?
No, I had.
You used to collect the cartridges.
I had 2 or 3. It's not really a collection.
3 is a collection.
All right, I had a collection.
If that's in there, they're extra fine. They're 18 carat. Those are 18 carat nibs, which is unusual with Sailor, because they're usually either 14 or 21. But the Shalanas are 18 carat nibs. They only come in extra fine.
Mm-hmm.
They come with a converter, which is maybe the world's most awesome converter.
It's so tiny.
A push-pull is really well made. A couple cartridges. It comes with a nice little leather pouch.
Yeah, it's well done. It's well done. If you like skinny pens, this is the pen for you.
Yeah, we got they come in like 8 configurations pretty much, but now we're down to 3. They're all gold, and that's gold-plated. Stripe pattern, barley pattern, black, or the maroon is probably the more popular because
cool.
It has a maroon stripe on the clip, and then the section is maroon, so it's kind of
pretty.
A neat looking pen. So those are done, and when those are gone, they're
That's
gone.
It.
So,
and then we also got in the Sailor 1911 Maquillés.
1911 large, yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the deer and the dragonfly. Took us months to finally get them in, and now they're discontinued.
Been 6, 9 months? 9 months, maybe? Yeah.
Worth the wait.
Deer, the deer for sure is done because when they shipped it, they had next to it discontinued. So, dragonfly and
which is so cool.
Yeah, really cool. That's the last one. The dragonfly is nice, and so these have nice. It's nice maquillage, little rodden points on the wings of the dragonfly, you know, on the deer and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But nice, large size 21 karat gold nib.
I'm disappointed they've been, like it took so long to get them and now they're gone.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping that this means that there will be something to replace it. There was the 1911 standard series that came out, but that's, I think that is pretty much
gone.
It's gone, pretty much.
So did we set any of these aside for you?
We can if you want.
I'm
open to suggestions. I like the dragonfly. It looks nice. There was a butterfly too, but that one's officially gone.
Yeah. Well, we have a couple gift giving events coming up.
What, this week?
No, not next this week. No.
Denver Pen Show or something?
No. November.
Button. Push.
November is our dating anniversary. And then Christmas and then New Year's.
Well, we'll see. We'll take
three.
It to
you get three.
Okay, I can pick one.
Three.
Anyway, they're nice.
Three.
Really, really well done. I like the gold work is very nice. You know, in the shading, and they're beautiful.
They're
gorgeous. Yeah. So those are here. They just showed up. I was shocked. I forgot we ordered them. So.
I love it when that happens.
I know.
This cool stuff just appears like magic.
And speaking of other things that are just appearing. From Japan?
The second batch of the Hobonichi Weeks planners are coming in. They should be here in the next day or two. Hopefully before the end of the week. We'd ordered some. We did pre-orders. They sold out in just days. They came in. We shipped them out. And now our second batch is on the way. And we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, then I like the green. I think it's a nice color. I like the size.
I like the ultramarine.
Ooh. I don't know. I'm not good about paper products. I like them. Like I have that Mont Blanc 149 notebook on my desk. I just don't know what to write in it. And so maybe
Dear
this is more.
Lisa, yeah. I love you so much.
Right.
Dear Lisa,
it's not big
thank
enough.
You for my 17th shaving brush.
I used to give you, you know, flack for you didn't know what to write in them, but I have these. I'll write in them. I just don't have anything to write.
Shoe, other foot.
No. I just, you know, I write things down for lists. That's what I write.
Okay.
So I don't do bullet journaling. For me, it seems like too much work.
I don't want to have to think about it.
Yeah, it's I don't need another job. So, but yeah, I like it. I like the green. It's a nice color. It's a nice size.
We should look at those.
We should. So anyway, those are coming in any day. You can actually pre-order them now and reserve yours, and we'll ship it out right when it comes in.
Yep.
So we got a couple other things coming up the next week or two. I think that's going to be exciting.
Yes, pretty exciting things.
So, you know, I'll throw that out there. Lisa's going to use her Fire Opal for the rest of the week.
I am. And, how about you?
I've got, you know, this is not bad. I maybe put it in a pen with...
A fatter nib.
Yeah. This one's got maybe a Legacy's fine medium nib, so it would come out nicer in a music nib or something like that.
Big bold.
Something, yeah. Okay. I bet you. It looks like it shades a little bit too. With
that'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
cool.
Other than that, do we got anything else we want to chat about?
No, we'll try and put a couple pictures up on maybe Instagram. We'll see if the creative team will allow that. Of the damage that we did to Eric's desk while he was away for 2 weeks.
Lisa's
it's on my
account.
Instagram. We periodically would take pictures of all the stuff that we would put on Eric's desk. When you're gone for 2 weeks, watch out. It is full. And I wish that I had seen the look on his face when he walked in and saw all this crap all over his desk. Anyway. Other than that, I think everything's kind of normal, which is really nice at home right now.
So good. Next week.
Oh my God, Denver.
Denver Pen Show.
Can't believe it's here.
As always, if you're thinking about going, just go. Don't second guess it. Great show. This year's going to be exciting. It's all in one ballroom. And Capizzi puts on a terrific show. It's very well run.
Yes.
Lots of things going on. We've got
classes,
nib repair and guys, and
seminars.
Classes, and all sorts of stuff. And of course, morning coffee and donuts. So.
Yes.
Which we're just going to have the coffee. Anyway. That's next week. hopefully we'll see. We'll talk more about it next week. See what the seminar lineup is, and maybe update on who's all going to be there, so y'all can plan accordingly your shopping lists.
There you go.
So, all right, I think that's about it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us, and tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
And pen shows. And follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other cool videos, and follow us on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day.
Bye.